It's berry picking season, and Northwest blueberry and raspberry growers are in the thick of their annual battle to prevent birds from gobbling up the crop before they can harvest it for you. Some farmers are trying something new and high-tech to scare away thieving birds. It involves lasers. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the story from Oregon's Willamette Valley.
Justin Maduri manages a large blueberry farm and cherry orchard outside Jefferson, Oregon. Birds like both.
Flocks can move in up to 2,000 to 3,000 starling birds.
The starlings gorge themselves and knock down berries right as the crop is ready to pick. Maduri says he previously hired a falconer to protect his fields, but the falcons were expensive, temperamental, and sometimes flew away. Then last year, he became one of the first farmers in the U.S. to install automated lasers.
So you're creating this kind of like laser light show at 4 a.m. It looks like a laser light show because you're crossing over these erratic patterns. Well, that's the time when birds come out.
The sweeping green laser beams emanate from what looks like security cameras atop metal poles. By the time I visit, the lasers are in a daytime cycle. In broad sunlight, the human eye can only see green dots dancing across the berry-laden bushes. Maduri is thrilled with the results.
They're running right now as we speak. And you were out here with over 175 acres of blueberries, and there's not one bird that you see flying around.
No. So the clapping would have made them come out.
Oh, yeah. The spook. Yeah. So it's pretty nice.
A company based in the Netherlands called Bird Control Group made the 6 lasers that Maduri first rented, then bought. The company's director of North American Business Development is Wayne Ackerman, who's based in the Portland area. Ackerman says the lasers are catching on.
In the Northwest, the places, applications we've sold them to so far have been cherry growers, blueberry growers, vineyards, some Honeycrisp. That is it. We've got one going on top of a grocery store here up in the greater Seattle market.
Ackerman says some of his initial sales have come from farmers trying to appease neighbors.
One grower in eastern Washington was the first to bring it to my attention. He's a cherry grower, and he said he was having a combative relationship with one of his neighbors.
The lasers proved a friendlier and sometimes better bird repellent than traditional tools such as propane cannons or squawk boxes. Friendlier than using poison or a 12-gauge shotgun as well. One automated laser unit costs around $9,500, which Ackerman says qualifies as affordable for commercial farms. The company offers free laser safety training. That's important because lasers can burn your eyes if you look into them. Maybe you remember hearing past stories about pilots being blinded by irresponsible people aiming laser pointers into the sky. Same idea. Researchers at Purdue University are leading an independent study into the risk of injury to the birds. Principal investigator Esteban Fernandez-Hurikix says very little is known about whether lasers can fry the retinas in animal eyes.
So what we're trying to assess is whether different levels of energy output of these lasers and different levels of exposure time could cause any kind of retinal injury on the animal. And these retinal injuries could potentially be pretty serious.
Fernandez-Hurikix says he hopes to release preliminary results in 3 to 6 months. Regardless, Bird Control Group's Ackerman is planning for rapid sales growth and expansion in sectors such as oil refineries, warehouses, and dairy feedlots. I'm Tom Bonsi near Jefferson, Oregon.